Okay, now in our final section, we talk about with two charts. Talking about precious metals, gold teas, basically. And we have two charts. The first one, which is the bigger picture, is Tocqueville Gold Fund. It has two T's, which are defined by the cash buildup phases in the RSI indicator. And we also have, for a reference period down at the bottom of the chart, the MACD oscillator. And you see, I put in RST number one. It had a top in as we got into the just after the end of 08, gold and there's a gold correction. We now come up with another T which projects a top in June 2011, and we haven't got there. And then there's the question mark: is there a correction thereafter? The answer is I would believe there probably is a correction thereafter, and I would believe it more and more if I find out the speculative run is a big wave going up here, because you're going to cause the bubble, and if that asset, but it will spread out to a lot of other type of hard assets. But if you get going on the upside there and you attract a lot of crazy people, what's going to happen is that the implication for the stock market is that you are also having the long-term treasuries rise in rate yields, and once the long-term treasury yields rise, there'll be people who are in pension funds and so forth, and they will junk stocks, and they will want to go over to the bonds, because if you can guarantee in today's environment, looking ahead, something that's well over 5%, they'll say, for a pension fund that has a 30-year liability window, okay, they're going to put more and more money into that one because they think it's more attractive. Remembering that common stocks only have, you can argue that common stocks over a 30-year period are about as good as their dividend rate. And dividends on the S&P 500 is 2%. So getting 5% for somebody that has a fiduciary responsibility that's over 5% starts to look pretty good when against common stocks, where common stocks are limited pretty much to the 2% category. Conditions are not that great that the dividends are going to be increasing. They have a lot of cash, but they have a lot of liabilities too. So you have to factor all of this in, is whether RST T number two going up into the June of this year peak is if it's really really big in the precious the hard asset category, how will have ramifications both to the stock market's prospects and how it would have to do with the government prospects. So it's more than just a T in Tocqueville Gold. Thing that you want to also take into account here is that if you go down to the MACD oscillator, you'll see that I have it labeled very high momentum here in the red panel. That's an almost an unprecedented momentum peak, and it's turned down now, and you're going to have a correction. But the T says you're going to come back in one more flurry back up, and you never know how that extra flurry is going to work out. It could be a whole new wave. We sort of came up with this big wave that was completed very recently, and now you got to consolidate. If they come up with another one of those waves of comparable magnitude going into June, you can have a speculative blow off in hard assets, which implies a serious drop in long-term bond prices, or a very very high rise in yield, which will drain off interest in the stock market. Now, if you don't have that, it could also go toppy on you. But I did notice that the very high momentum that you're seeing in here is very unusual, and it's reminiscent in my experience, because I knew about gold teas back when it was going from in the 70s and up to the 80s, where gold it used to go into these pennant formations where it would go from 200 to 400, then 400 to 800, But it had gone from 100 to 200, 200 to 400, 400 to $800, and it was just that people just got speculatively interested in it, and they wouldn't let go of the speculation. So I think that the fact that you have a very high momentum, which is not precedented in this history, it leads me to believe that, plus you have the mega T for gold, which says it's a long-term phenomenon. It's not a short-term blow-off, but it would have a blow-off on this T, but it's something that's very enduring, so that fundamentally the dollar is not worth owning, and you got the 40-year cycle going into a depression in the year 2016-ish, but taken care of by the time you get to the 2020 time period. That is setting the stage here for some kind of an upside wave, which is going to be a big upside move. I think that I would probably say that's probably as far as I want to go today on the forecast. I'm in the process now of doing the research on the gold tees using the money flow indicators, but they're just sort of in a trading range, and I think I'll probably wait until we get to next week to see how that goes. But it's just that this is the same as for gold. It's true that it has a correction on it, okay? But the correction is very minor relative to the up wave. You can look back here and see what typical corrections look like. That correction is going to be completed. It's going to take another run into June. You have to believe that one could be a biggie. And we'll have to find out what the low points are and take a look at that and so forth. But if you're looking at it long term, what you have to do is you have to just stay there. And if you're looking at it for the short term, you have to solve the problem. However, the money flow the money flow T's don't have any unambiguous point to say. You've made a momentum peak in RSI and you're coming down, and what you're doing is you're looking for a turn to come up, but the RST too says it will come back up there. And if you look back it's the way this particular fund has worked out, there isn't any real downside, except for it's a correction. It's a reasonable correction for an uptrend, perfectly normal upside corrections. So I don't think that you're going to see anything here, and I don't think it's worth to talk about it. What it's worth talking about is that if you get it, you're gonna have the last big opportunity probably for this one, because you're gonna go into a correction which says corrections question mark, and then it's all over for a while, and maybe the bull market in equities is all over in a while, and then you start thinking about how to go back to the other to the treasury bonds. Is whether you could get a spike up to 5.5% would be great, for something like that. And then you can do a tipping point on all strategies. So that's the main concern that I have, is whether you could pull that off. But as far as the precious metals are concerned, that they're perfectly going through a normal correction process. And that's not where the big money is going to be made, is looking at the correction in gold. It's trying to get it up to June, get it to run up to June. Now, I did have one other thing that I did want to point out in the daily chart is I haven't gotten around to doing the daily indicators, but I did write down there that you can get the spreadsheet from the McCollen Oscillator link, and I gave you the link, and you can download that to any spreadsheet. And if you're looking for the volume oscillator data, it's in the column Q of the McCollen spreadsheet that you can get down. It's all free. You just have to find a way it is. And that spreadsheet can be used to calculate the oscillator. The only thing is, in column Q, they put the volume oscillator times 1,000. So if they say that the volume oscillator, what I call the volume oscillator, is a reading of 127, they'll list it as 127,000. You just have to move the decimal point 3 points to the left, and you'll be able to get there. This is not a high priority for me right now. It'll be my first tutorial. We'll gather all the information so that it can be done. But because what you're going into is you're going into a bubble, okay? And the little wiggles in here don't matter anymore. The hugging is taken care of. The oscillator is coming down. It'll all take care of itself in flat before you could even figure out how to do the oscillator, so and so forth. But once we get up into the more extreme stages, which I think we're going to see, Then I'll get around to doing that, and I'll post that as my first tutorial. Okay, thanks for checking in. I'll be back next Sunday. No Wednesday update. I don't think it's necessary. And to me, it looks like it's just plain old uptrend, and we're just waiting around for the earnings to come out to get people to pop this other secondary cash buildup phase. And then we get a turnaround on the gold, whether you can make Jim Sinclair's been one of the longest successful people in the gold market, says that this year we'll see over 1650 on the gold, and see if you can find the pattern that will get you there. This is the only one that's going to do it this year, so this T here is it. So we just have to zero out on that, and it's a little bit early to say, except that you want to look for the lows as being accumulation type situations. And be back next Sunday. Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.